much, Don. I appreciate that. Thank you, everybody, for attending, and hopefully you're going to find the results pretty interesting and pretty informative and a little bit better than they have been in the past, so I'll give you that little bit of heads up. First, I have a question for you. Why did God create economists? To make the weather forecasters look good. Okay, this is our seventh year doing the Economic Outlook Survey, and I'd like to thank Ben Waldron and his staff at MODC. I'd especially like to thank Kelly Fliller from our office, who really does all the work to put the numbers and reports together. So, thank you very much, Kelly. And also like to thank New Jersey Business and Industry for allowing us to use the results of their survey incorporated so we can compare some of the numbers on ours. So just a brief overview, what are we trying to accomplish by the survey? Well, the data is being used to understand the positions of local business people here in the Monmouth Ocean area. We also want to accumulate the information and distribute it to our local representatives at the township, local, county, and state level to let them know what's going on and what our business owners feel in the area. And also, this information is then used by MODC and other organizations to help develop programs so we can address some of the issues and concerns that came out of the survey. This was an electronic survey, and we sent it out to members of MODC, as well as other chambers of commerces and industry-specific organizations. The survey was conducted from October 10th through December 19th, and the response rate was about a 10% response rate for everybody that got the survey. Just to give you a breakdown of where the companies are located, 58% of the companies were located in Monmouth County, and that's down from 66% last year. 30% located in Ocean County, and that's actually up from 22% last year. So it's nice to see an increase in participation from our Ocean County folks, and 12% were from areas outside of the Monmouth and Ocean area. And to get a feel for the size of the companies that responded to the survey, 39% had sales under $1 million, and that's down from 49% last year, and 32% had sales of $10 million or more, and that's up from 28% last year. So you can see where the trend is. We're getting larger companies now responding to the survey than we have had in previous years. When we asked about the number of employees, 37% said they employ between 1 and 9 people, which is actually down from 45% last year. 18% responded they employ between 499 people, and that's actually up from the 11% that we had last year. So these numbers make sense based on the sales volumes increases that we've seen from the people who responded. What types of businesses responded to the survey? We got a nice result from a different mix of people. The professional service industry, which we included in there, were architects, engineers, financial institutions, insurance, real estate, accounting, and law firms. They represented the largest sector of those who responded to the survey. And then followed by the business sectors that we had in there, and then also some other areas for nonprofit sector and the service industry as well. We asked them to tell us a little bit about what they thought and what their expectations were for 2012 based on 2011 in 4 different areas. First, we asked them, what do you think about the economy overall for the U.S. economy? And 25% of those who responded said the economy, they expect the economy to improve in 2012. This was actually down from last year's expectations. 35% predicted the U.S. economy would be better in 2011. So that's a little down from what we expected from last year. And 22% project the U.S. economy to be worse in 2012. According to the New Jersey Business and Industry statistics, only 14% of those who surveyed by New Jersey Business and Industry expect the U.S. economy to get better. So our results were a little bit better overall than the statewide New Jersey Business and Industry. Then we asked them about their feelings with the New Jersey economy for 2012. 32% thought that New Jersey economy would do better in 2012, which is actually down slightly from what it was in the previous year. And then we also asked them about their specific industries as well. And 37% projected that their industry will do better in 2012 as compared to 41% in the previous year. And we asked them about Monmouth and Ocean County. What overall do you expect for 2012 in Monmouth and Ocean County? Their expectations are that 55% expect 2012 to be the same as what they experienced in 2011, and 30% feel things will be a little bit better. Here we can see a seven-year trend. That's the nice thing about doing the survey for 7 years in a row. One of the things we want to do is look for trends. So the interesting thing here to note that is in 2009 had the highest spike with 55% feeling that things would be worse. And now you can see the most recent results show that only 15% feel that things will get worse, while 55% now feel that things will stay the same, and 30% feel that things will be better. So you can see a trend beginning to develop as far as a little more optimism as far as going forward. Then we asked them, how did employment levels change at your company in 2011? And 68% said employment levels stayed about the same. 14% said employment levels decreased moderately, which is actually down from 25% last year, so that's a good thing. And 12% said that it increased employment level. So we could, again, see slight improvements overall than we've seen in the prior year surveys that we've taken. We then asked them what they anticipated their employment levels would be in 2012 versus 2011. 71% of those who responded planned to keep their employment levels the same as they had. This is up from 64% who planned to do the same in 2011. 25% plan to increase their workforce, and that's up from 7% last year. So that's a nice increase from 7% to 25% who plan on increasing their workforce. Again, here we start to see more positive trends of companies planning to hire and increase their workforce over the previous year. Taking a quick look at the 2012 anticipated employment levels now by industry, because we do try and break some of this out by industry. The only industries that are predicting a decrease in employment levels are the technology services industry, the non-for-profit area, and professional services. The majority expect employment levels to remain the same as they were in 2011. Several industries see employment levels increasing somewhat, and the biggest one in that area was the retail industry. And then also the surprise here was that 50% of the people in the construction industry who responded predict that their employment levels will increase substantially. So that was a little surprise for us. We didn't expect that to come out. Then we asked them about purchases, sales, and profits. How did your company perform in 2011 compared to 2010? And 62% of those who responded said their sales increased in 2011 over 2010. Last year, that number was only 44% said that they saw an increase in sales. 60% experienced an increase in profits in 2011 as compared to only 46% in 2010. So two interesting observations here is that the sales and profits went up without a corresponding increase in purchases, so perhaps they were running leaner or working off some of the existing inventories that they had. The other interesting thing is that these results were perfectly in line with what they told us they were going to do last year when they filled out the survey. They told us this is what they were going to hit, and the results basically panned out to exactly what they said that they wanted to do. On the previous screen, you see we asked about their net profits, and here we want to ask them about their gross profit margins. 30% of the businesses surveyed in the Bi-County region realized an increase in profit margin in 2011, and that's up from 3% last year. 25% experienced a decrease, which is up 2% from last year. This year, 45% said that they actually saw no change in that. We then asked them about the prices that they charged in 2011 as compared to 2010, and we see that more participants increased their prices than we've seen in the past several years. The surveys in the past several years, everybody's kind of afraid to increase their prices and lose some of their market share, so they either held their prices, in some case reduced them, just to keep their market share. But the results of this survey show that more of the respondents increased their prices. So this is part of the reason why that their gross profits went up. How do you project your company will perform in 2012? Here we see some stronger signs of optimism with predicted increases in sales and profits, and predictions for decreases now are in the low single digits, which in the past surveys they were predicting decreases that were in the double digits. So we've seen that come down tremendously. So again, another trend in positive direction. 28% of those who responded to the survey were not-for-profits. And so these next two slides are specifically addressed for those not-for-profits that responded. The not-for-profits experienced a whopping 70% experienced an increase in their costs, which is up from 52% last year. And the amazing thing is that in spite of those costs, 45% of the nonprofits said that they increased the services that they were providing through their facilities. And another 45% said they kept those services the same. So it gets even more amazing when you consider that they experienced a 30% decrease in the contributions that they received. So the nonprofits, you know, really got hit the hardest when the economy is in this kind of a bind. So we asked those nonprofits, how do you project your organization will perform in 2012? Here we see that they're predicting a slight decrease in their costs, along with a slight increase in their contributions. And again, during these recessionary times, the nonprofits tend to get hit the hardest. They don't receive bailouts from federal governments like the for-profit companies do. So our hats really go off to the nonprofits for all the hard work they're doing, and to all of you out there who support those nonprofits. What are your company's expectations regarding the following costs in 2012 versus 2011? Businesses in Monmouth and Ocean County are expecting to spend more in 2012 on all costs except fees and taxes. And surprisingly, that has been the one category that's been slowly decreasing since we began the survey back in 2007. Expectations for the biggest increases are in healthcare benefits. 80% expect that compared to 33% last year. Other benefits, 62% versus 52% last year. Marketing and public relations, 43% versus 37% last year. And media advertising, 36% versus 29% last year. So the good news is we see them predicting to increase expenses in the area of marketing, public relations, training, and media advertising, and those are discretionary expenses. So if they're willing to increase those expenses, that it's an indicator that things are improving for them and they're willing to make an investment as far as growing going forward. We then asked them, what was the average percent of pay increase that you gave your employees in 2011? And once again, in this area, Monmouth and Ocean County employees face slightly better than those statewide based on the New Jersey Business and Industry Survey. 48% of those who responded said they gave between 1 and 4% increase, and that number is up from 38% last year. And 47% said they actually gave no increase. 2% said they gave between 5 and 7% increase. 2% said they actually had a pay decrease. And 1% said that they gave raises of 8% or more.
We're not releasing the names of those.
Yeah. When we asked them, what do you project that the average pay increase you're going to give your employees in 2012? Well, the good news here is that 86% said that the pay increases they're going to give in 2012 will be the same that they gave in 2011, and 7% said that they actually plan to give a bigger increase. So again, you know, there's positives there. They're going to continue to give out the pay increases, and in some cases plan on giving larger increases. And again, we haven't seen that in the past 2 or 3 years as a survey results. But it's tough to ask someone to do a projection because there are actually only two methods to do a projection, and neither one of them work. So when you ask people to project things out in the future, that's tough for them to do. But we did ask, what benefits do you currently provide to your employees? And 82% said they provide health insurance, and that's up from 72% last year. 67% said they provide a retirement or 401k, and that's up from 60% last year. 47% said they offer flexible work schedules and work hours. 37% said they have some type of incentive and bonus program. And 33% said they offer health savings accounts. 21% offer an executive benefits plan. And 10% said that they really do not offer any of those types of benefits. We asked them, what formal plans have you put in place for your business in several different areas? 76% said that they do have a formal business plan. 59% said that they have a formal marketing plan. 47% said that they do have a disaster recovery plan, and that's up by 4% from last year. And that's been a number slowly increasing. When we first started doing the survey, that was an issue. A lot of businesses did not have disaster recovery plans. 31% said they have a succession plan, and 17% said they really have no formal written plans at all. And I know our work coaches and business development coaches out there would tell you, if you have a plan and if it's not in writing, then you really don't have a plan. So make sure if you have a plan, you put it in writing. Regarding capital spending, 27% invested in new buildings and equipment in 2011. This was up from 19% in 2010. 39% spent the same amount of money in 2011. Only 6% invested less in 2011 than they did in 2010. So we see an increase in the investment in capital spending. which reverses a trend that we've seen over the past 3 or 4 years where companies were pulling back from capital spending. We asked about investments in productivity in 2011. Again, this year the most money was spent in information technology, 70% this year as compared to 64% in 2010 and 59% in 2011. Training and development had an increase in spending. 48% said they increased their spending in that area, and that's up from 39% in 2010 and up from 28% back in 2009. 29% invested in production equipment facilities as compared to 21% over the past 2 years. 22% said they did not invest in any productivity type of things. According to New Jersey Business and Industry Survey, only 39% invested in information technology. So as you see, when you compare Monmouth and Ocean respondents to those in New Jersey Business and Industry, we severely outspend them, 70% versus 39%, as far as making an investment in productivity. So I think Monmouth and Ocean is a little ahead of the curve when it comes to the rest of the state. This is a kind of scary looking slide, but I'll just kind of hit the highlights for you so don't worry about it. Here we talk about investments in IT are made in the areas of accounting, customer service, paperless workplace, CRM systems, document management systems, internet and website. Those all increased in 2011. 62% invested in their website in 2011. The majority of those surveyed use their website for brand awareness and product information. 55% said they use their website for customer service, and 42% said they use their website for e-commerce. This year, we asked them to choose the primary function of their website, and the majority, being 68%, said they use their website for information purposes. So again, you see an investment being made by the companies on the technology side, especially when it comes to their websites. 80% of those who responded from the survey feel the quality of life is better in Monmouth and Ocean counties than in other counties in the state. This is actually up from 76% who felt the same last year. So this is an area that we see continually improving. Monmouth and Ocean County is a desirable place to live and work. But half of the respondents said that the performance of the public school systems in Monmouth and Ocean County is better than those in other counties. But this interesting thing here is even though half of them said it's better, that number has been dropping over the past 3 or 4 years that we've done the survey. So we've seen decreases in the ratings of our public school systems. So I think that's something that we need to take a look at going forward to see why they feel that our public school systems are not as good as they had been several years ago. The important issues faced by executives this year are very similar to last year's results. The cost of doing business and the high healthcare insurance costs are a concern of theirs. They're at the top of their list. And according to New Jersey Business and Industry, that kind of mirrors what's going on with the state overall. It was just recently announced again last week in the Asbury Park Press that New Jersey continues to have the highest property taxes in the nation. And so just as a little reminder, it might be a good time for you to take a look at your property tax bills, your tax assessments. It might be time to consider a tax appeal, whether for your residential or for your commercial business. Go ahead, Kelly. You need my password. I can't. I'll tell you, but I got to kill you. Let me see how much we have to go, because I don't want to. No, we don't. That's all right. We only have a couple more pages to go. Well, it's all right. We'll just talk through. You have the results there. So I'll just walk you through the rest of the information. Okay. One of the questions we asked was about the closure of Fort Monmouth, and we asked how the closure of Fort Monmouth affected their businesses. And 72% of those respondents said it actually had no effect on their business. 19% said that they actually lost customers. 8% said their profits actually were decreasing as a result of losing a Fort Monmouth closure. And then we added a question in there, and we said other. And here we gave them a chance to kind of elaborate on some of their responses. And so we're just going to read off some of the responses that they gave you regarding their feelings on the closure of Fort Monmouth. Some of the responses where they feel that they're going to have a loss of services in the area as a result of the closure. Some said it affected the number of employees in the county. It may provide us with an opportunity to serve the unemployed, recently unemployed in the area was one of the responses we got. Approximately 10 employees were lost due to they had to move down to Maryland. Maybe too early yet to tell the effects of Fort Monmouth. One response was, we'll actually increase our business opportunities as the base is reused. And another one said, we lost volunteers that we had who were associated with Fort Monmouth who are no longer with Fort Monmouth. And on the bright spot, this might be a good opportunity for our local colleges, Votech schools, and some other companies to work closely with the FEMIRA folks to try and identify what skill sets will be needed for companies that are going to relocate into Fort Monmouth so they can start to develop training programs and work closely with those companies who will be moving into the Fort Monmouth area. 46% feel that New Jersey has made progress in 2011 in easing regulatory obstacles for businesses. The attitude is looking up from last year when only 29% of those who responded thought New Jersey was making progress. 66% of those who responded feel that the Bi-County region is either a very good or excellent location to expand their business and the facility. 44% plan to expand their businesses in the Monmouth Ocean area in 2012, and this is up from 38% last year. And 26% plan to expand their business outside of New Jersey in 2012. And that's up from last year. 3% plan to move their business entirely out of the state. But when we asked them, why do you want to open up or locate out of the state, some of the things that we got were the high cost of doing business, the regulatory issues, the environmental issues. Those were all concerns that they had as why they might be relocating out of the state or opening up another facility outside the state. And one of the last questions we asked was an open-ended question, and we asked them, please share your thoughts about the business climate in Monmouth and Ocean County in your own words. So we got 29% of the executives responded back, and I'm just going to read some of the comments that they gave us. Some were similar, so we kind of grouped them together. Six responded very positively, stating that the Monmouth Ocean region is the best in the state and is a great place to live, great place to work. It's ahead of the curve as far as the other states go. 7% responded somewhat neutrally, stating that the Monmouth Ocean region is stable, steadily improving, and it's poised for recovery. 9 responded negatively, saying that the Monmouth Ocean region is overtaxed, it's overregulated, sluggish, and extremely difficult to do business, a very slow climate, and they don't foresee any change coming up in the near future. So those are kind of some, in their own words, some of the things we got to talk to them about. So real briefly, just in conclusion, what does this all mean to us? Well, the good news is that the businesses are more optimistic in Monmouth and Ocean County than they have been in the past several years. The Monmouth Ocean region is still more optimistic overall than the state of New Jersey and then as far as the whole country goes. Businesses do expect sales and profits to increase in 2012. Overall employment levels are going to remain somewhat flat for some companies, but other companies said that they plan on hiring new people. So overall, the survey results were much more optimistic than they have been in the past 2 or 3 years, which is good news. But does that mean we're out of the woods yet? So I don't know. There's a lot of things going on. You heard recently that the national unemployment level went from 8.3%, 8.5% down to 8.3%. And so if you listen to some media outlets, you would think that that's the beginning of a boom recovery for us, but I don't think a 0.2% drop in unemployment is going to really have any significant impact. It's heading in the right direction, to be sure, but it's not the sign of a recovery. Some are pointing to the fact that we had a 2.8% growth in GDP in the last quarter of 2011. Most of that was due to the holiday season. Companies were restocking, reordering, gearing up for the holiday season, replenishing their stock. So I don't know if that's going to be a true indicator that that's a sign of a recovery. I deal a lot with manufacturers, wholesale distributors, and the real indicator of recovery is when you see a sustained rebound in growth with manufacturing companies. Manufacturers tend to lead us out of these types of recessions. Manufacturers are responsible for 60% of all the exports that go out of this country. Manufacturers are responsible for 90% of all the new patents and intellectual property that's obtained every year. And manufacturers are responsible for 70% of the private sector doing research and development. So once manufacturing kicks in, then you're going to see the rest of the economy follow suit. Everybody's concerned about building and construction, but you can't build anything and construct anything unless you have something to build with, and that's got to be manufactured by some resource. So manufacturing will be the first one to lead us out of this mess. Other things that are causing concerns and anxiety and uncertainty with people is really the tensions that are going on in the Far East, especially with Iran, the uncertainty of a disruption in an oil supply that's going on, the uncertainty of maybe future military intervention in that region of the world. People are concerned about the expiration of the Bush-era tax cuts, so that's given them the jitters. They don't know what to do. They're afraid to make long-term commitments. People are concerned about the bickering that's going on in Washington. That's kind of getting people a little freaked out and everything. And people are concerned about the national debt. You know, they're watching what's going on in the news. They're watching what's happening in Greece and Italy and Spain and Portugal, and they see our national debt rising, and people are actually concerned about that. So all these things focus together, and we take the survey results from Monmouth and Ocean County, but the point of the story is there's a lot of other dynamics that are moving, that are going on, that affect decision-making, and all those things factor together, and people are still hesitant to spend money, and businesses are still a little bit reluctant to hire people. So that being said, the survey results are a lot better than they have been in the past. We have some things that we don't have control over going on around the world. We just need to be attuned to them and make sure that we protect our interests back here in the States. And I guess someone said that what the U.S. economy is so bad that Angelina Jolie is thinking of adopting an American child this year. So. Sorry, I just had to throw that out there. But if anybody has any questions, I'll be glad to answer any questions, and I'll be available after the presentation. Yes, Mr. President.
The 3% of the businesses that you said were looking to possibly leave the state, is there any way of getting to them and reminding them that the Lieutenant Governor's efforts through the state's programs to really try to keep those folks here, is there any way we can get back to those folks and try to get a connection there?
I think Kelly is a confidential survey, so I don't know if we can specifically respond directly back.
Is there a broadcast we can do to everyone?
We could do whoever we sent the survey to. We could send information to them about the Business Action Center. And the type of things that Lieutenant Governor Guadagno was promoting throughout the state.
Just as a reminder, it might be a way we can get someone back in the fold.
Yes. Very good. No other questions? Either I put you to sleep or I did a good job. One or the other. I don't know.
So, thank you.